I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1193. Temper your temper. Do you have a temper? I do, and I'm not always proud of it. Did you know, according to the Quick Reference Guide to Biblical Counseling, anger is a God-given powerful emotion with intensity that ranges from being frustrated to severe fury. It can last from a few seconds to a lifetime. Anger itself's not a sin. What we do with our anger determines whether we sin. Anger is best understood as a state of readiness. It's a natural response to a real or perceived injustice, and it inspires a powerful alertness that allows us to defend good or attack evil. Even Jesus showed anger. You can find that in Mark 3:5. Also, anger is mentioned more than 500 times in the Bible. The only emotion in the Bible mentioned more often than anger is love. Anger first appears in Genesis 4:5 and last appears in Revelation 19:15. Anger can lead to healthy or unhealthy sinful behavior. Carefully asserted, it is a healthy response to anger that involves problem solving and compassion. Aggression is an unhealthy or a sinful response to anger that involves hurting or controlling others or revenge or hatred. And anger, when it is an automatic response to a situation, is considered a primary emotion. And anger can also be a secondary emotion when it's felt in reaction to another feeling, such as fear or hurt or sadness. Okay, now that's a lot. There's a lot there. You can go back and listen to that. But there's a lot more, too. I bet you either struggle with anger or you know someone who does. So I want to take the next few episodes and look at anger. I want us to understand it and see if we can temper our temper. Because this podcast is not about anger, it's about love, loving God and loving others. Marcus Aurelius said, "How much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it?" I think we can all say amen to that. It doesn't take much to strike the fires of anger. I mean, anything can make us angry. A person, a situation, a memory, even an anticipated event that hasn't even happened, and off we go. And sometimes our anger is a result of a perceived hurt or injustice. Sometimes someone has just crossed a line, a boundary that we set, and they didn't even know necessarily they did it, but it set us off anyway. Now, you might be smiling right now saying, "Pastor Tim, this episode and those others to come don't apply to me because I don't get angry." Okay, maybe, but consider this. You might repress it. You might deny it or stuff it. It's still there. It just comes out disguised as something else. It comes out in an ulcer or high blood pressure or depression or passive aggressive behavior or sarcasm. Yep, gotcha, didn't I? Now, the Bible has a lot to say about anger. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, "Be angry." Okay, so we can be angry, but it says, "Do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil." Because when you open the door to anger, it quickly goes bad. James 1, 19 and 20, "Know this, my beloved brothers and sisters, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of humans does not produce the righteousness of God." Okay, one more today. Jesus is pretty blunt about it in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the hell of fire." Wow. Here's the great question. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being no problem and 10 being big problem, how big a problem is anger to you? Let's pray. Father, you've given us emotions for a reason, but we need to use our emotions responsibly. Teach us, as Jesus did, to use our emotions in ways that give you glory and make us like him and love others. Help us, God. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1194, and in the meantime, anger's not neutral. It will affect us. Sometimes physically, with health issues like hypertension and headaches. Other times, it comes out emotionally, with a critical spirit, or gossiping, or being impatient, or yelling, or just plain being mean to someone. Well, let's go on this journey for the next couple of days so we can understand anger better and so that we can temper our temper.